okay, your son and daughter-in-law just came to you and they're asking you advice on their finances. This is what they make. This is what they spend. This is what they have in debt. This is their debt service and all that. And it was done in the size numbers that most people can wrap their arms around. And what people said was, well, I'd tell them they got some problems. They need to cut spending and all that. And then I flipped the page after going through a lot of that and showed them all we did was add a bunch of zeros. This is the national debt. This is the federal government. And they're all like mouths agape going, I didn't realize it was that bad. And Gary, that's the problem. People don't realize how bad it is.
You're listening to Gary Lutz's Financial Survival Network, where you get valuable information you just can't find anywhere else. To thrive in today's trying times, you need the Financial Survival Network now more than ever. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and get your free newsletter and gift. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.
And welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm your host, Gary Lutz. Well, the economy, what's it going to be? We in a recession? Are rates coming down? Inflation, is inflation going to stay up there and get worse? Or is it going to improve? And what are your alternatives? What do you do when your dollar just isn't going as far as you wanted it to? And how's that going to affect your retirement? Well, our good friend Brad Williams, financial expert, is with us now. Brad, it's great to have you back. So first, economy, recession, is it here? Is it coming? If it's coming, when is it coming?
You know, I often point to a little blue glass globe that I have on my desk and tell my clients that that's the closest thing to a crystal ball I have. But our government and the Fed has gotten so good at this this dance around everything that it's murky because of the policy prescriptions they always put in. I think we're seeing indications, you know, people may be getting raises in their paycheck, but they're not commensurate with what their increases in expenses are. So, you know, as we see fuel maybe go down, we've seen it come down. What a lot of people don't realize is that's also, it's not just the cost of the fuel. That's an indicator that maybe people aren't using as much of it. And if they're not using as much of it, then they're not getting out and about and doing things and buying things. And all those things required for a consumer-driven economy like we have.
Right. So demand is down, but it's hidden by inflation, by the cost of everything going up, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And we see gold going up. It's, you know, it's hitting new highs. And that is an indication, too, of people's fear. Bitcoin, you know, we're starting to hear some things in Bitcoin. I'm getting people asking me more and more about Bitcoin. And yeah, I don't recommend investing in that. I'm not saying you shouldn't. That's just not something that I'm licensed to recommend. So, you know, I just tell people, do what your heart tells you. But, I'm not sure, how Bitcoin works. But Bitcoin's an indication that people are losing faith in the dollar. And, you know, we are the world power because we are ostensibly the richest nation. We have the military power. And so a lot of people will pay our interest rates for our debt instruments, our bonds and treasuries, because it's cheap insurance for the defense umbrella we provide. Well, the question we got to ask ourselves is, you know, what happens when our military gets too expensive? Our interest rates this year are going to cause our service on the national debt to exceed our defense budget. Mm. And that's a scary thought.
Certainly is. And the only alternative is to monetize QE to infinity, right?
Exactly. And then we have all these, we're in an election year, so we get all these ridiculous proposals like, you know, the president was doing a speech, I think it was yesterday, we was talking about he wanted to give free community college to all. And you're not going to have to pay for it. Well, yeah, you are. Your kids, your grandkids. Mm. We have lived in a society that has been so affluent for so long that we've forgotten that somebody's going to have to pay the credit card bill at some point in time. You can't just take cash advances and put things on the credit card for infinity.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to pay it back.
Well, that's what we've been doing, right? And, you know, in with Bitcoin, they have this thing every couple of years called a halving, where
right.
the amount of Bitcoin that can be mined is cut in half from like 950 coins a day now to like 475. What if the Federal Reserve did a halving and they said every 6 months, the amount of dollars that we create, we're going to cut in half? What do you think that would
do? Well, and you go back to when we came out of that high inflation time. You know, whenever the government does something to solve a problem, they oftentimes exacerbate the problem. I was old enough to remember the WIN program. I think it was under Ford with inflation now.
Inflation now, yeah.
And all the things that, you know, the government did, like, you know, they wanted to freeze the cost of certain cuts of meats. Well, what did the butchers do? Well, they created new cuts of meats.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't regulated.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so the one thing you got to say about our economy and our people is that typically we figure ways around the government. I mean, oftentimes people will say, well, the government did good under this president. Well, the question is, did they do good under that president because we figured out ways around his policies, or did he take barriers down to allow us to? So government either puts barriers up to the economy or they take barriers down. And what Reagan did was he took barriers down. Now, it also started with Volcker, you know, really, really tightening up. Interest rates went up. You know, and the money supply decreased. But what happened was they stayed the course and we're able to come into the 80s with a strong economy after the first couple of years. And that took discipline. It took adults in the room. The problem we have in Washington now is we got no adults in the room.
Yes. How do we get some back in the room? That's the question.
That's right. Well, so when you look at some of the indicators, you know, even China is starting to worry about gold. You know, they're limiting or they've raised the margin requirements. They're limiting price swings. They're doing the same on silver because they're afraid of precious metals. And because that's always been the store of wealth. Now, I'm not telling everybody to go out and buy a bunch of gold. I'm just saying you probably ought to have a little in your portfolio as an offset. And I'm talking about the hard metal, not the paper. You know, maybe some silver, that type of stuff. It's a good hedge. But it's you don't look at those as investments. You look at them as a store of wealth. And that's where a lot of people, I think, go wrong is they buy gold and they watch the price of it go up and down. And they get nervous. But you didn't buy it for that reason. You bought it to stick in your safe and forget about it. And that's the reasonable way to look at it. But if our government doesn't start getting its spending in line, then we're going to go the way of Britain. You know, they exhausted themselves in World War II and came out of World War II being taken down from the throne of the world power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, all empires eventually die, right?
That's exactly right. And we've been blessed for a long period to be a strong government in spite of all our flaws. And, you know, one of the beauties of our government is that our founding fathers, when they wrote that document, they made it hard to make hard shifts in either direction. Mm-hmm. You had to go through legislative process and all that. Well, now, you know, the executive branch is figuring out how they can just say, OK, we're just going to do an executive order and get around that. Then we don't have to. You know, then we don't have to pass that law. And that's dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. And that's led to all sorts of imbalances in government power between the courts, the executive and the legislature. And well, we all know that. So so what are you supposed to do here?
Well, what I tell people is, and because I deal primarily with retirees, it's all about income. And, you know, looking at bonds and things like that to provide you that retirement income that's consistent, because you're not going to be able to count on growth. You can't. I guess the way I put it is we want to look at how we can live off the eggs and not the chicken. And as we're in these volatile markets, these people that are counting on their portfolio to grow a certain amount so they can take a certain amount of income are creating a cancer that's going to ultimately eat their portfolio up. So people have, when they switch into that retirement mode, they need to switch their thinking and their investment strategy. Now, you know, somebody like my daughter, who's my oldest daughter, 32, she should have a long-term approach to investing. In fact, I tell a lot of young people like that, it's, you know, buy an S&P 500 fund and don't even open the statements, just keep funding it. And then, you know, 20 years from now, start paying attention, you know, do the right things. And, but don't watch the markets go up and down and try to time it. You're in there for the long run. But when you get to retirement, you can't play that game. And so, cause you don't have the time. So when I counsel people about what next is, let's look at things that provide income, you know, maybe, like I said about gold, having a little store gold for you know, if things get really bad. But, you know, it's really hard to predict what's coming because we're in unprecedented times. We've never had this much debt. And it's kind of scary because it creates a lot of instability in the world. You look at what's going on with a lot of these countries that are looking to create their own basket of currency.
So far, it hasn't worked. But the IMF is warning warning the United States. They're warning Congress. They're warning the president. And how long can they go unheeded for?
And you're exactly right. I did a presentation once at a client event where I took the federal budget, and I took a lot of zeros off of it. And put it in terms of, okay, your son and daughter-in-law just came to you and they're asking you advice on their finances. This is what they make. This is what they spend. This is what they have in debt. This is their debt service and all that. And it was done in the size numbers that most people can wrap their arms around. And what people said was, well, I'd tell them they got some problems. They need to cut spending and all that. And then I flipped the page after going through a lot of that and showed them all we did was add a bunch of zeros. This is a national debt. This is the federal government. And they're all like mouths agape going, I didn't realize it was that bad. And Gary, that's the problem. People don't realize how bad it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Unbelievable.
They see those zeros and it, you know, you can pull up the debt clock. I'm sure you have, you know, that website that keeps clicking. But those numbers, there's so many zeros there that people just
they're blanked out. They blank out, right? They just blank out.
You know. But if we just, you know, and we got a presidential election coming up, people need to quit voting based on what somebody on some network is telling them, which most likely is not even true anyway, or it's an exaggeration.
Mm-hmm.
And look at, okay, what is this person really going to do? You know, if they're in office now, what have they done? Are things better? You remember that when right. Was it Ronald Reagan said, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Okay, he got what 49 states in the he lost one state in the District of Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
Totally changed the electoral map because people felt it and they understood it. I think we're getting close to that, but I'm not sure if we're there yet, Gary.
It looks to me like we could be, but hey, you know, when Trump was in office last time, he ran up the deficit by $6 trillion. So,
yep.
You know, is he going to be a born again? Fiscal conservative and really cut the stuffing out of the budget? I mean, kind of right. Maybe like the guy that they just got in Argentina, Milei?
Yeah. He's really taking the knife to it.
Yeah, and you saw his speech, cut.
Yeah.
Great, you know? As you know what happened? Spanish to understand that.
That's right. And so what happens? You're sitting there at the table with your wife and you're going over your bills and your paychecks and you know, and things are not moving in the direction you want them to go. What do? You say, okay, we don't need the cable. All right, let's get rid of the cable. You know, we don't need this. We don't need that. Okay, you know, we need to confine eating out to once or twice a month. You start cutting things and being realistic based on the cash flow you got coming in. You don't go, we can just float some bonds.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Easy. Easy peasy, right?
That's right.
Yeah. All right. So, hey, looking ahead. So gold we like. Is there anything else? I mean, do you trust any other currency, any other foreign stock market here? Do I think?
You know, it's always good to have some in international as long as they're good companies. You know, I believe in a balanced portfolio in that respect. I think right now what people ought to look at is looking at good quality companies that pay dividends, because even in a down market, if they got a consistent history of paying dividends, they're going to get paid. They're going to get rent on their money.
That's okay. True.
And so at least, and in reality, when you look at it long term, check out the dividend performers versus just the straight growth. You'll get a surprise.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Brett, appreciate you coming on, talking about these issues with us. Where is the best place to find you these days?
Well, the best place is my website, which is www.askbradwilliams.com. If you got a financial question, just ask Brad Williams.
All right, Brad. Well, we'll certainly keep that in mind when we get a question coming up, and you guys out there should also. If you've got a question for Brad, myself, the email address is kl@carrylutz.com. You'll find a link to Brad's site in the show notes of this interview on financialsurvivalnetwork.com. And while you're there, please sign up for your free newsletter. Brad, pleasure. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, your solution to today's trying times. For the latest, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.